one of the things that I'm often asked to address, especially when speaking in front of groups, is that strategic synergism is a great phrase, but what does it really mean, and how does it translate when the firestones hit the pavements? Here's the deal. We can all use various strategies, and we do. However, most people, when investing in real estate for retirement, or investing, period, for retirement, pick a strategy that they feel most comfortable with, they like it, they're convinced it works, and that's what they do. It's a one-size-fits-all type approach. Almost always what is attached to it at the hip is the formulaic approach. Because they don't know any better, they're trying to stay away from risk, they don't want to be financially harmed, that's the last thing they want. So they look at these various formulas that they are assured are going to make their lives less risky as they do these things. And to be fair, it's my take that most of these formulas come from well-grounded experience and knowledge of good people. Here's the problem, and I've said this many times. Formulas work well until the day they don't. And it's that day that they don't where it hits the fan. All those formulas people were using in the mid-late 70s, worked incredibly well. Everybody was a 150 IQ investor until the day in late 1979 when the music stopped. When a couple years later, interest rates to buy homes, even FHA interest rate, was over 16%. Or the S&L crisis a decade later, when everybody had been lulled to sleep again by another decade of ho-hum. They recovered from the early 80s. The mid-late 80s saw another rise up. As it's supposed to be, I guess, we all became more or less entitled without knowing it. I know I did. What happened was we had the S&L crisis. We were warned about it. The people that really had been there before, had seen all those movies before, said, you can't keep doing this. You can't put 10 ounces of water in a 6-ounce cup and think you're going to get away without spilling water. Well, that's what happened. And we spent several years paying the consequences of that. And that was a farce, and we should have known it. My point is this. The formulas that worked, they were false formulas. But on the surface, they provided the results people sought. What I'm telling you today is, the formulas that really work long-term, that are fundamental in nature, even those don't work in certain circumstances. You don't try to set a bone and put it in a cast when it's not broken. Why would you do that? People do that in investments all the time. Older people invest in real estate when notes are the best bet. Younger people avoid EIULs or buying a duplex to live in or any number of options at their beck and call because they read something that said, here's what you need to do. And it wasn't that it was bad. It just was on the B list for what would have been better for them. The idea is this. Strategic synergism is what is the difference between people who are highly successful in their investment life over the long haul compared to those who are what Dad used to call one-act ponies. You know, that pony act is really good until the little boy or girl's not 8 years old anymore. When they're 13, they want to go with all their friends to Disneyland, or they want to go to the scary merry-go-round that's not a merry-go-round. They want to have a good time. You've got to do what makes sense for you. And sometimes you're not in the right age group. Sometimes the economy is not the right time for you. Sometimes what worked 10 years ago is financial suicide today. Take all the different strategies that you know. Understand them. Talk to somebody like me. It doesn't have to be me. There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of guys like me. They know what I'm talking about. They've seen all the movies I have. They've seen all the scripts. They know all the sequels. They know the plot twists. We've been there. We've been burned. We know because we've seen each other do it. And we learned these lessons many times the hard way. The idea is to learn all the strategies. Be able to ascertain which ones in what time makes the best sense. Which ones are the ones to combine? And where would a combination of two or three different strategies be ill-advised? You don't know that until you have full understanding. Now, maybe you don't want to be the guy that understands that. I get it. That's why you talk to an expert. But the key is, one way or the other, avoid being the one strategy investor. Well, I'm a buy and hold guy. Well, good for you. Except for the guy across town who's a flipper and also is buying notes, is not only getting his investment properties long term paid off more quickly and buying more and still building his wealth and his income through notes and flipping, but all this is making sure that two things will happen for him that won't happen for you. He's going to have a bigger after-tax cash flow in retirement, and he's going to have a bigger net worth. He's not a one-act pony. Don't fall into that. And he's not using formulas to be his be-all, end-all. Formulas work until they don't. You have to ascertain with wisdom from experience when it's okay to apply them. The idea is the right strategy for the right time for the right person in the right economic circumstances. I can't underline the importance of that enough. You use multiple strategies, well-timed, with the right knowledge.